shows that really there is an insistence that the by-elections should be held, fought with. It was a long legal battle because of some resistance to holding these 29 by-elections that were long overdue. It would also mean that we will not immediately then have to go to the national harmonized elections because of, say, other challenges that may be there.
Mr. Maziusa, your take?
Yeah, I think it's a very good decision. It assists the country to test its adherence to the constitutional provisions of this country. It assists us in, you know, looking at how willing we are to stick to the rule of law. I think, having said that, it's a good decision, but it's a good decision in the abstract. In practice, it's going to be a little difficult to implement. I think the reason for that is quite straightforward. President Mugabe said it over and over again. We just do not have money presently to commit to something like that. We already are, you know, running late in terms of holding our elections that we've always wanted because of the dysfunctionality that we've seen from time to time in the unity government. FADEC gave us 12 months. I think now it's 11 months within which to hold an election that is credible, that is free and fair. We are, you know, as I speak, are looking for monies to go towards that.
Mr. Mavinga, the issue of money, do you think that this will be an issue in terms of holding these elections?
No, I do not believe it's true at all. It's an excuse because they do not want this by-election because it is significant, 29 positions for parliament. They do not want it to expose, to be a litmus test, to expose the weaknesses of the electoral system, to expose the violence, the intimidation and other aspects. And therefore, they would be opposed to it. And it is there is no truth in saying that there is a commitment to the rule of law. For this thing to be resolved by the Supreme Court, there was fierce resistance to holding these by-elections, but I believe it is the right thing to do, as it will give a clear indicator to SADC and the international community on whether or not Zimbabwe is ready to hold credible, non-violent, free and fair elections.
Mr. Maziusa, some in ZANU-PF have argued that if this judgment was passed in favor, that it would mean that the government of national unity had somewhat failed its mandate, that it had kind of fallen apart. What's your view on that?
Well, of course. Well, I mean, the unity government set out to do a number of things that are largely due to the fact that the Movement for Democratic Change has now discovered that it has nothing to offer the people of this country. They do not have any ideological position, contrary to what, you know, ZANU-PF has to offer, the indigenization, all sorts of things. And now they have, you know, done all sorts of things to try and frustrate the implementation of that which they set out to do, that which they agreed to in the global political agreement. So there's no question about the dysfunctionality of the inclusive government. But we now have to move towards holding general elections in this country. We cannot be stalled forever. We need to move in the right direction for the good of this country, for the good of our people.
Mr. Mavinga, would you say this case of by-elections is a result or is affected by the dysfunctionality of the unity government?
Not at all. That is absolutely incorrect. There is no such thing as that. What is clear is that the global political agreement, which is the framework for the inclusive government, lays out procedures on how to deal with vacancies arising. So it is something anticipated that there would be a vacancy that would arise in the legislature. So it has nothing to do with the breakdown of the inclusive government. It does not mean that it is actually a strengthening of the inclusive government and a legal requirement